for more Dave and Darren and our Top 5 Things podcast. This is a review of what we got done on our morning show.
Sure is.
Which airs mornings on Planet 93.9. Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. Darren, where do we begin even?
Usually at number one.
Ah, yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
All the years you and I have been friends, we've never once been on a plane together, have we?
Is that true?
Well, why would we be?
I don't know. Have like a wedding to go to or something?
We've never once traveled together via plane, right?
A destination wedding? We've never had one of those?
I've gone to... I tend to take my wife to those things.
Oh, that makes sense.
But you've never been on a plane
with
me.
We could have had a mutual friend that was getting married.
Yeah, or, you know, I don't think it would have killed us to at some point, you know, go do a weekend in Vegas or something, or go to a concert far away. It's just never happened.
No, it hasn't.
And part of the reason it hasn't happened is you don't have the best luck with airplanes.
Well, you're not going to get home on time, I can tell you that.
If you travel with Darren...
If you're planning on being... if you have to be back from your trip...
Right.
...at a certain time, you don't want me with you.
If you and I were going to the same place, I would take the later flight...
Yeah.
...and I think I would still get home before you.
Yes.
That's just how it works. Your lot in life is to have experiences on airplanes that are not ideal.
We are going to get grounded somehow.
Right. There have been a... It seems like every time you're on a plane, someone who's morbidly obese suffers a heart attack in the flight. That's happened a handful of times.
They're always traveling alone and they're on oxygen.
And no matter where you're going,
here we go again.
You end up grounded in Wichita.
That's right.
Even when that doesn't make any sense for the flight plan, it's bizarre. With that in mind, from time to time, we do a segment we call I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't on That Flight. Now, this would have been an unusual flight for you to be on. Because it was...
Where am I going this time?
Well, from Khartoum to Addis Ababa.
Mm.
This is an Ethiopian Airlines flight that's in the news this morning. Ethiopian Airlines is the largest airline in Africa.
Okay.
I had no idea. Ethiopian Airline flight ET-343 traveling from Khartoum to Addis Ababa. When they didn't land the plane, a passenger noted that both the pilots had fallen asleep.
Uh-huh.
Two pilots fall asleep in the middle of the flight. Now, the important thing is here that nobody got hurt. But when you are wondering, why aren't we landing? And then you go to the cockpit and you realize both guys are, you know, yeah, just sleeping.
We just flew past the airport.
Guys?
Let them crash.
Guys?
We were going in the right direction, but then we just kept going.
Guys, we seem to be just circling the plane. What's going on here?
Looks like I picked the wrong week. Quit smoking.
Pilots controlling the Boeing 737 were meant to begin their descent, but flight radar shows they overshot their destination. Air traffic control tried to get a hold of these two, but were unsuccessful. They eventually woke up when the autopilot disconnected and sounded an alarm. Radar then shows that these two were very freaked out, started turning around, and made a second attempt at landing the plane.
Now, one wasn't laying on the other one, was it?
They're just...
With their head on the other guy's shoulder?
You got drool all over my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
No, amphetamines would have been a good idea, actually. You know, what if we just land and just don't say anything? We'll just act like we meant to do that.
Oh, man, I needed that. Boy, I feel rested.
The aircraft stayed at 37,000 feet as it shot straight over the airport. Wouldn't you notice that the other guy in the cockpit fell asleep and then make sure that you stay awake? I would think.
I don't know, unless you nod off at the exact same time. Maybe they had just finished their pot pie and...
They say this is a deeply concerning incident for Africa's largest airline, still cruising at 37,000 feet by the time it reached its destination.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like you're descending at all.
No. Both pilots were asleep. The pair said to be suffering from pilot fatigue, which is nothing new. My guess is both of these pilots
you
no
longer...
You think
you've got pilot fatigue?
People describing this as unprofessional and dangerous. That sounds a bit like an understatement to me. Yeah,
sounds... You're getting there.
Yeah, but there are ex-air traffic controllers that are saying this happens more often than you want to know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I imagine that's why you're an ex-air traffic controller. If I were an air traffic controller and I found out that they're regularly asleep up there, both of them, yeah, that would be...
I wouldn't fly.
No, we're not.
I mean, I'll continue to do this job.
Land it.
I mean,
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
I might have to start screaming at some people to wake up.
Did you fall asleep? Oh man, I fell asleep too. Oh, how do we do this? How do we pull this off like we weren't just totally asleep? Aren't they yelling in your ear the whole time too?
Yeah. Wake up, dummy. Wake up.
You're right.
Hey, here's your air traffic controller.
We've got
audio.
Wake up, stupid.
Yeah, there you go.
Over and over and over. Oh, no.
Wake up, slut.
Come on. Before we land, what were you dreaming about?
I was a big bird.
I was back in high school. It was weird. I dreamt I was a big bird.
Number two.
I have a couple of rather gruesome stories. A gruesome twosome, if you'll allow it, Darren.
Okay.
We begin in Jackson, California. A man who died in July is suspected of having left his father's body to rot for years in order to get a hold of dad's money. Authorities say Randall Freer, who was 63 years old, died last month there in Jackson after suffering an undisclosed medical condition. The county sheriff said that a deputy was dispatched to carry out a next of kin notification at his dad's house in Wallace, California. You see what's going on here? The guy dies.
Uh-huh.
The sheriffs are then going to tell dad that your son is dead. But the problem is dad's been dead for a while. Deputy was dispatched to carry out a next of kin notification at Freer's dad's house in Wallace, California. He heard what sounded like a fan running. Peering through the window, the deputy saw a body sitting in a recliner. Deputy says the advanced state of decomposition suggested that this guy had been in the chair for at least 3 years. Quote, it was severely decomposed with partial skeleton remains. In my 28 years of law enforcement, this type of investigation is extremely rare. We don't typically find someone who's been dead for so long inside a residence. The man in the chair confirmed to be Ada Clinton Freer, Randall's dad. Randall had been collecting funds from his father's account until his own death in July. So he assumed dad's identity and then was, you know,
this is a good place for a stick up.
I will say this. I don't think I would love... There's a lot about being a sheriff's deputy that I just am not cut out for. Having to go explain to people that a loved one has died.
Yeah, that would be rough.
That's not great either.
No.
So are you kind of relieved when you find the guy's dead? Oh, well.
Tell you what.
This is going to be a lot easier than I thought.
It's nice when you don't have to rely on the air conditioning all the time. It's being able to open a window is great.
Yeah, so what, you keep a fan on for your dead dad? What's that about? Then there's this story from...
This fan is a tribute to my dead dad.
Donna! Remember this fan? How it oscillates? Yellowstone, another gruesome discovery. Someone spotted part of a foot inside a shoe floating in a hot spring at Yellowstone National Park. Discovery was made earlier this week at Abyss Pool in the southern part of Yellowstone. Led to the temporary closure of the West Thumb Geyser Basin and its parking lot.
And now there's a thumb?
No. West Thumb Geyser Basin is the name of this part of the park. Just a foot floating around in there. Park officials now investigating the discovery don't have any additional information about what happened. Abyss Pool is located west of the West Thumb of Yellowstone Lake. 53 feet deep, and the temperature is about 140 degrees.
Yep, that's enough to do it.
And these hot springs, superheated water cools as it reaches the surface. It then sinks and is replaced by hotter water from below. The circulation prevents the water from reaching the temperature that is needed to create a geyser. When you go to Yellowstone, you go and you see the hot springs. But there are warnings all over the place. There are signs, some of them very graphic, about what were to happen to you if you were to fall in one of these things. They say hot springs at Yellowstone have injured or killed more people than any other natural feature. Even more than the crazy buffalo? It was 6 years ago when an Oregon man was killed and his body dissolved after he fell into a boiling acidic spring. Yep, gone. Just finished. I guess it's possible that now that people who dispose of bodies know they can't count on Lake Mead anymore.
Right.
Now you just take the body to a
now where hot do we spring. Now where do we go?
Right? You don't have to worry about a hot spring drying up. Or do you? I don't know. Those are your gruesome stories.
Pretty gruesome.
Just in time for Halloween.
Have you got your candy yet?
Tip of the cap, by the way. I saw that Halloween candy was on the store shelves. I'm not playing that game. If there's no Halloween candy available in October, then you know what? I'll give the kids another treat. Maybe the gift of my company.
You know what you could do?
Hey, kids, you want to hear a joke?
You know what would be kind of fun?
Hmm.
What you could do?
Yeah.
Is you could make your front lawn look like Jaws and basically just have a sign that says, this beach is closed. You could have Jaws music playing.
Yeah.
And that's maybe not bad. Someone dressed up as a shark. But the sign says, this beach is closed, meaning...
I don't hate this.
Meaning there's no candy. There's no candy.
They come to the door, they say trick or treat, and I just go, I was on the USS Indianapolis, Chief.
Yeah, you could be dressed up as
Delivered
Quint.
Delivered the bomb, Chief.
You could be dressed up as Quint.
Of course I'm going to be Quint.
Owen can be the shark.
Yeah, I like where this is going. And my wife can be Mr. Hooper. You could be Richard Dreyfuss, honey. This can be the best Halloween ever.
You get to either be Mr. Hooper or the girl that gets eaten at the beginning of the movie.
That's not bad. I don't hate this for
you
Halloween
could have like
2020.
You could have like a hand sticking out of some sand. Mm-hmm. Plastic, like, yeah. Yeah, you just design your house like Jaws for Halloween. But the beach is closed, meaning no candy.
No swimming, hazardous area, beach closed.
Yes.
Sign. Well, look at this. This house, they decorated for Jaws for Halloween with a giant shark in the driveway.
Yes.
I don't hate this. Here's a family that just did the entire scene of Jaws getting killed. Look at that.
I'm not saying it's an original idea.
Well, I think this
But it's a good one.
Well, it makes as much sense as a lot of... Look at that. That looks fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Oh, I'm stealing this idea. Look at Quint getting eaten there.
Oh, he sure is.
And it says in the front of the house, it says, we're going to need a bigger lawn. Oh, that's great. I'm stealing this. Every... There's the little boy on the raft.
Yeah, there's the boy on the raft getting eaten.
There's Mr. Hooper in the cage.
Yep.
Oh, this is fantastic. There's the girl at the beginning.
Yep.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. All right, this is what we're doing. Shark.
Or I wonder if you can pay the, what do they call them? The sign gypsies to do it?
Look at that inflatable shark for Halloween.
It's great.
I'm getting this. Great. It gets an animated jaw shark. An air-blown pumpkin shark. Tip of the cap to whoever it was yesterday that was suggesting, before we knew that the name of the the arena in Moline was going to be a Vibrant Arena at the Mark. Tip of the cap to whoever suggested it should just be the Spirit Halloween Arena. Be open for 2 months and then be closed for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Uh-huh. I didn't write it.
Number three.
We are the morning show, I think, forever. We've been the morning show that's had the loudest chairs in Quad City Radio. And then you had this brilliant idea this morning to spray WD-40 on everything.
It's a brand new world.
Did you bring that from home or did you find it here?
No, I went looking for it. And as soon as I went looking for it, I found a can.
That's crazy. That never happens.
I know it.
You wanted something and it was available.
I was like, I wonder if there's any WD-40 laying around here.
To fix all the squeaking. Listen, look at, I mean, I'm moving in my chair. You can't hear a thing. Darren, you're a genius.
Employee of the month yet again.
How do you keep doing it? I will also say, though, that being in this small studio, I may have overdid it with the WD-40. I'm getting a little buzz this morning.
Yeah, I'm high as a kite.
I think we're sitting here huffing water displacement oil.
We should do this every morning.
Hell yes. I got a feeling there's going to be a nice little headache coming up.
Oh, yeah. And maybe some blisters.
Blisters? Great. Now I got WD-40 pox. Uh-huh. How did this happen? Heidi Klum was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. Jimmy Kimmel is letting other people do his show while he takes vacation.
Okay.
Johnny used to do this. Yes. Where there would be guest hosts all the time. It would be Gary Shandling or George Carlin. Didn't Joan Rivers do like every Monday night? Wasn't that the deal for the longest time?
She was on there some.
And in the summertime, if you would watch The Tonight Show, more often than not, it would either be a rerun or it would be a guest host. So Jimmy Kimmel taking the summer off, and he's had a lot of different people guest hosting for him. Last night it was Nicole Byer guest hosting. She's terrific.
Who is she?
She's a comedian. Did you ever watch Nailed It? That's the Netflix show where they like bake stuff and it often goes wrong.
No.
She's great.
Okay.
She's the guest host last night. I'm just explaining this because Heidi Klum was on.
Yeah.
And Heidi Klum shared a story that I'd like to play here and get your reaction. This is Heidi Klum, who is a supermodel, right?
Uh-huh.
She's a TV host in her own right. Heidi Klum's 49 years old. I'm 49. I have to assume if I'd grown up in Germany, Heidi Klum and I would have been childhood sweethearts. Here she is talking about one of her worst dates.
Mm.
You got a date with Heidi Klum and you blow it.
Okay.
Enjoy.
I went speed dating on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes.
Have you ever speed dated?
I mean, I had a few dates. I mean, I had like one weird date where we went to a movie theater and, you know, these big buckets of popcorn.
Yes, I love
so
that.
So he's holding the popcorn, which I thought.
You know where this is going
here
already, right?
We go.
You know where this is going already.
It was already strange. Like, why do I always have to reach over? Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you reach over? And I'm reaching over and I'm eating the popcorn. And then all of a sudden, there's a hot dog in the popcorn. But it was attached. The hot dog that's still attached.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A bunless dog in your popcorn.
Has anyone ever done that to you?
I have not been. No, no.
Anyone here?
No, Heidi, because we don't live in the movie Porky's.
No, that happened in the Pope at Greenwich Village.
Is that the movie it happened in?
Yes.
Happened to anyone here?
Have you ever had a hot dog in your popcorn? That was very strange. That was the first for me. Never happened again, but it's very memorable.
Oh, my God. I could imagine that it's memorable. It's something you talk about in therapy. That's tough. But maybe AMC will have another commercial with Nicole Kidman, and she's like, you can get a hot dog in your popcorn.
I mean.
Let me ask you this, Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Did it seal the deal?
I don't think it's Seal that did this. No. She says it's a date. She doesn't say it's one of her husbands.
Oh.
I don't think Seals got a resort to the old cutting a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket routine. I have to believe
that she saw that.
Yeah.
And
this didn't really happen, right?
I don't think so.
Come on. Because you couldn't get salt or butter on your popcorn if you were to do that, right?
Well, you could.
Well, but then I just feel like that would cause irritation. I don't see...
Something you live with.
There's a lot about this story that I just think is highly suspect. That's probably something that happened a long time ago, or is this a recent date that she went on?
I saw a movie one time. I thought it happened to me. I went on a date one time. This was weird. I went on a date one time.
Yeah.
And the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
So I went on this date, and the thing was, there was a...
A shark. A big shark.
I went skinny dipping, and the shark ate me. And then they wanted to close the beaches.
It pulled me under.
then they killed the shark.
No, that wasn't a date.
It was... Wait a minute. You were eaten by the shark? Yeah, early on in the date, I got eaten. I was skinny dipping, and then I got eaten.
That was a movie.
And the thing was, there was an exhaust port that was built in the space station, and this blonde fellow came, and he blew the whole thing up, and it ruined my date. It was so strange.
Right. Again.
And then we were on a moon that had trees and little teddy bears, and that was a very strange date, too, that I had.
Uh-huh.
And the sled's name was Rosebud. I found out at the end of the date. It was very strange. The whole date was in black and white. So Heidi Klum sees movies and...
Saw a movie and incorporated it into her dates.
If this is a real story that really happened...
We need names.
My challenge is for either her or, I think more likely, the guy that pulled this to come...
To come forward.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, just want you to know, I'm the guy that did the the Pope of Greenwich Village popcorn trick.
Uh-huh, in real life. Because what we would like to do is award you a medal.
I was getting ready for my date, and then the tornado came, and it took me and my dog Toto.
Yeah.
And then my house landed on the witch, and her sister was very unpleased. It was such a strange date I went on that night.
Very unpleased.
And then the lion made me pull his tail repeatedly.
Talk me out of it.
He was not a coward in that occasion. I can tell you this much. Oh, Heidi Klum, you ridiculous German supermodel. Oh, she's so ridiculous. We're back with more of
You can't eat all that popcorn.
You can't eat all that bratwurst. Wait a minute, the hot dog is still attached to the man. Never happened.
That's not a hot dog.
And I wanted to go on the dates, so I made the deal with the witch Ursula, and she took my voice. It was so strange, that date. And then I had to pleasure the guy with my hands. What? Heidi Klum, by the way, describes herself as a nudist.
She's single right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm
looking. Oh, you know what? I don't think she is.
Did she get, like, secretly married or something again?
I think she's like dating a fat guy with a beard.
No.
I know it.
Don't tell me that. I know it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The thing is, I just want a fat soul that looks with a neck beard. I love it if I come home and...
Neck beard?
I love his big fat belly.
Face beard.
Oh, I love him so much. She's so fat.
Yeah. It
She's with a guitar player from Tokyo Hotel, right?
Okay.
That guy's not a fat guy with a beard, is she?
Okay. I don't know. I thought maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Someone's with a fat guy with a beard.
One of these supermodels?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's with a guy from a German guitarist.
It gives you hope, but it also just makes you furious.
This isn't... So some supermodel ended up with a fat guy with a beard.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Heidi Klum.
Might be.
Yeah, she's pretty gullible. She can talk her into just about anything.
I guess so.
Notice she didn't say that she got up and left the movie.
No.
We ate all of the popcorn.
And then, and the container it came in.
Then I was eating the Milk Duds. What?
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Number four.
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 Snoop Dogg releasing his own cereal. And this is not like a weed product. There's no cannabis in this. It's called Snoop Loops. Snoop Loops, spelled with a Z. Brand new cereal from Snoop Dogg's Brodacious Foods.
Is this an adult cereal or what do we got?
I think it's for kids. Look at the box, right? Like that's,
yeah, okay.
It's like a cartoon fox.
Yeah.
I don't think this is...
Adult cereals don't have marshmallows in them.
It's got more marshmallows.
And this has got more marshmallows.
It's interesting to me that the box says more marshmallows when you're just launching this. Like now with more marshmallows, no one's ever had the cereal before. Snoop Loops, part of a food line that he co-founded with fellow rapper Master P.
When's the last time you utilized any marshmallow fluff?
I've never had any use for marshmallow fluff. I think it's gross. I
had a feeling you'd have a problem with
it. I object to the very concept of it. When I was in high school, there was a kid that sat at our table that ate fluff sandwiches.
And I
would kind of gag just looking at him.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
What else did he have on the fluff sandwich? Was it just fluff?
I think it was just bread
like
and fluff.
Just like...
Yeah.
And that would be strange, too, if you used fluff on, like, a pumpernickel.
I want to say it was white bread.
Probably just white Wonder Bread.
5 years ago. I don't remember the details, but...
No, it was a good, very crusty bread.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of that. Marshmallow fluff, just not something I would ever put in my mouth. Marshmallows, I think, are terrific. It's a texture thing, as it always is with me. I can't. Marshmallow fluff is just like marshmallow pudding. I don't trust it. It says here that Snoop Loops will be the best tasting cereal in the game. Master P saying, Snoop Dogg and I will be taking over the grocery stores. Snoop Loops, the more we make, the more we give.
Well, I hope it lasts longer than Flavor Flav's chicken in Clinton. Which to me still, I don't get. What was that all about?
How did that
ever even happen?
It went so wrong so fast.
If people don't believe that ever happened, I can understand why.
It does kind of sound like something somebody came up with.
It was like a mirage. Brigadoon. Was that a fever dream?
Yeah, I think it was.
This is Flavor Flav.
Yeah, here's...
Because it was the story that they were gonna make chicken, but as soon as Flavor Flav showed up and found that the potato salad was... old, that he pulled the plug or something.
He didn't care for,
He didn't care for the refrigeration that was going on.
Get your hands out of there. Wash up before dinner.
Yeah, he was not happy with...
Quality control was...
That was job number one.
That was job number one.
For Flavor Flav, yes.
Rock that, homie!
Thank you.
So if you ever had a piece of Flavor Flav's chicken, consider yourself pretty elite.
Oh yeah, you got it. You got up with it. You made it happen.
I wonder if there was somebody that just fell in love with it and was like there every day.
It's my favorite.
And it was like
every day. You mean both days?
Well, whatever for that first week or for as long as it lasted.
Uh huh.
It's like finally I find meaning in my life. And then you take it away just days later.
Snoop Loops will be a gluten-free multi-grain cereal. So there's that. Other products, they have Mama Snoop's oatmeal, grits, pancake mix, and maple syrup. But Snoop Loops is its own unique multigrain, again, cereal with more marshmallows. How many celebrities can you think of have had their own cereal?
Had their own.
Celebrities show up on cereal boxes all the time, well,
there was,
like a Wheaties.
That.
And no, I'm talking about celebrities with their own cereal.
Their actual cereal?
It tends to be something that athletes do, not rappers or
movie
stars.
I mean, Reggie Jackson had his own candy bar.
Right. I'm asking about specifically cereals. There was Fruity Flakes. Remember Doug Flutie had his own?
There was that.
Uh-huh. Ocho Cincos was a cereal that then Bengals wide receiver Chad Ocho Cinco.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was out for a while. And there was also Kurt Warner's Crunch Time available at all the Hy-Vee stores.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't very good. Mr. T had a cereal.
It's interesting that...
I know Kool, and Kool's teaming up with a good balanced breakfast.
Teaming up with Mr. T cereal. It's getting on the team, the team that knows how cool breakfast can be. You get a crispy corn taste with a touch of brown sugar. Teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
Teaming up with Mr. T. Golden sweet crispy teas. One bite and you're gonna be eating with the team that's teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
Now, was he going after, like, with the T's, was he going after alphabets?
Yeah, that's exactly what Mr. T's was.
When's the last time you had a bowl of alphabets?
A million years ago.
What's the last time you had alphabet soup?
I've never had alphabet soup.
What?
No, I don't, it's a weird texture.
What do you mean, weird texture? You mean the noodles?
They're too small.
Too small?
That's not for me. I never really liked alphabet soup. Didn't trust it.
It's interesting that Doug Flutie's cereal was called Fruity Flakes.
Fruity Flakes, yeah.
Because
it turns out
he was a Fruity Flake.
Flutie Flakes, not fruity. So you understand.
Five.
Number five.
Tennessee woman charged with murder for a kiss that she gave to a boyfriend?
He was my boyfriend.
Uh-huh. The smooch happened during a jailhouse visit, and now she's dealing with She's dealing with murder charges as a result of this smooch. Rachel Dollard apparently had a balloon containing a half ounce of speed in her mouth, and she passed it orally to Joshua Brown at a prison in Tennessee. Brown had been serving an 11-year sentence on drug-related charges. He OD'd and died at a local hospital. And
did she not tell him she was going to do this?
My guess is he was aware that was going to happen. Well, that's a surprise.
Bring me something fun.
If you go to make out with somebody and they spit a balloon in your mouth, that's something you have to kind of be prepared for, right?
Well, certainly if you're dating a clown.
What's going on here?
If you're going out with Professor Dum Dum, that sort of thing could happen.
Yeah, he slipped me the balloon.
Uh-huh.
It was the strangest thing. First he asked me to smell a flower.
He can do balloon animals with his mouth. It's the darndest thing. He made a chihuahua in my mouth.
It was so bizarre. It was out of nowhere.
You think tying a cherry stem is something?
Yeah, we were getting at it pretty hot and heavy. And, I got makeup all over my face.
And then this bozo
slipped me the balloon out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. It was a bicycle.
And then, you know, the only reason I was with this fella is his feet are so big.
You know,
come to find out that's a prop. That's not even a real thing.
Yeah.
That's big.
You know what
rip-off.
They say, big boot.
Right? Those are prop shoes. What's going on here, clown? This is not what I signed up for.
Why is a clown in prison? Well, I think you know why.
Then he said he wanted to do it clown style. I don't even know what that means. I left a bad review on his Yelp, I'll tell you that.
You can't take him to any sort of family events because if you pass a dish...
Yeah.
He ends up getting all that makeup all over, the casseroles and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I took him to my grandma's wake, started a pie fight. I mean, it was hilarious, but also super inappropriate. No, no one in this story is a clown. You've got a woman with a balloon full of speed and a fella who takes it through the kiss. That balloon ends up rupturing in his stomach.
Oh, boy. I swallowed it.
Yeah. Yeah, she was arrested for this deadly kiss and charged with second-degree murder and smuggling contraband into the prison. They say this incident points to the real dangers of introducing contraband into prisons and the consequences that follow.
But now he's dead.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like he was somewhat responsible.
Well, that's true. This is not the person who was murdered is not without some blame. Not the first time that this has happened. There was a story in Oregon 5 years ago where a woman was sentenced to 2 years behind bars after her inmate boyfriend died from a methamphetamine-laden kiss. Two balloons ruptured in that guy's stomach, and he died of methamphetamine toxicity. That's the risk you take with a balloon full of meth in your gut. I would think the idea would be that you get that out of your system as quickly as you can, right?
He was awake all the way to the hospital. Yeah. Until he wasn't. And boy was he talking.
He had a lot to say. His last words were unintelligible.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And hope to have more episodes for you in the very near future.
Yeah, here, hope.
That's the hope.
That's the hope. That's fingers, the dream.
Fingers crossed. Until we get a chance to do another one for you, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven.
This isn't over until I say it's over!
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.